I was just talking about Brett Kavanaugh is a radical, and the left was able to figure that out with fill-in-the-blank outrage. They were all collectively out there with their placards and their bullhorns and their protesting and their pink hats ready to go to protest this evil individual before they even knew who the selection was going to be. And now that we know who it is, we found some very disparaging news about Brett Kavanaugh. First of all, apparently he likes baseball. He coaches his daughter's basketball team, and he goes to church on Sundays with his wife, who he apparently still likes and is in love with, which is, you know, crazy that we have this kind of an outrageous fringe candidate selected to be on the United States Supreme Court after 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. I can see why the Democrats are outraged. I'm sure my next guest understands as well. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel with me. Ronna, welcome back.
Wonderful to be here as always, Steve.
I mean, this guy is just, he's just fringe. He goes to church. He likes his daughters. He likes baseball and apparently buys baseball tickets for his friends. The Washington Post and that big expose on baseball. I mean, is this really the best they've got?
It is ridiculous. You saw the Democrat National Committee actually put out an email condemning the nominee, and they had the wrong picture. They were just determined to dislike whoever President Trump nominated, no matter what, without any regard to their qualifications or their background. And what are the things that really matter? Well, he's served on the second highest court of the land on the D.C. Circuit. He clerked for Justice Kennedy. He is a mainstream conservative jurist who has a well-recorded history, and more than that, he will apply the law as it is written, not make the law from the bench. And that is what the president was looking for first and foremost.
Yeah, you listen to, I mean, it's hard for me, because it's worse than fingernails on a chalkboard, it really is, but you listen to the left scream and holler and carry on, because Kavanaugh will destroy healthcare. He'll destroy education. He'll destroy the environment. I'm thinking, he's one guy on a Supreme Court. He'll do none of those things. He will be one person who interprets the laws written by Congress and signed by the president or written by the many states and so forth and different decisions. But he doesn't write the law. At least that's not the way it's supposed to be. And that's the confusion, I think, Ronna, for the left. You see, they think that judges should write the law and create the law. That's why they fear him, but they don't understand he won't operate that way.
No, he'll do exactly what you should do, which is interpret the law as it is written. The legislative body has their role, which is to write the law, and the judicial body is to interpret it and apply it as it is written. That is the judicial philosophy that Republicans believe should be upheld. Jurists should interpret the Constitution. They should make sure that the Constitution's being applied. And Neil Gorsuch has done it, Judge John Roberts, you go through the list, Alito, and you have a very different philosophy on the left, which is let's write the law, let's be activists, let's correct what we think is mistaken. And that's just not the role of the judiciary. And we're going to see with Debbie Stabenow where her judicial philosophy falls in this debate, because my guess is she's going to vote against Justice Kavanaugh just like she did against Neil Gorsuch.
I think you're 100% right about that. And for Debbie Stabenow, it's clearly a vote for partisan politics and not for somebody who's qualified to be on the court. As you mentioned, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals for a dozen years and highly qualified, clerked for Judge Kennedy on the Supreme Court. He has made his rounds. Now, we'll keep an eye on that. That's going to take, 45 days maybe to get to the hearings in front of Chuck Grassley, and I expect that to go reasonably well because I think there's some Democrats that will come across. I think that our friend Joe Manchin may join the team before it's all said and done before November. I think Joe Manchin might just declare, like the West Virginia governor did, that he's not a Democrat anymore, and he'll become a Republican, and by the way, he'll be voting for the nominee. That's my guess, Ronna. Would you welcome Joe Manchin to the team if he wanted to cross the aisle?
Absolutely. I would welcome any Democrat if they wanted to cross the aisle, especially somebody who represents a state where President Trump won by 40%. My guess is that the people he represents are much more in line with Republicans and their philosophy. I think Joe Manchin's an outlier right now in West Virginia. But I want to just dial into Debbie Stabenow a little bit more, because she embodies the worst of what we're seeing in this country right now. We have a divided country. We have a Washington that refuses to work together. And she's a Democrat leader who refuses to work with this president because she won't accept the results of this election. And this is not good for our country. We should be able to work with the president. We should be able to recognize that there are consequences of an election. And sometimes your party doesn't win, but you should go to Washington and work to make the best things happen. And with these justices, with all the things the Democrats have done to resist and obstruct, they are taking our country into a more divided place. And the best message we can send to them is to have them lose in November. And then they will recognize we need to go to Washington and work together.
And when you look at the midterms, Ronna McDaniel here with us on the Steve Gruber Show, RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel. As you look to the midterms, Ronna, obviously you've got to be more and more encouraged. You're looking at an economy that could be at 5% of growth for the GDP. You're looking at employment numbers like we haven't seen in a generation. You're looking, in fact, at more jobs than people available currently. You're looking at wages going higher. You're looking at starting wages going higher. And the minimum wage is adjusting itself upward in all sorts of places. I mean, I look all over and I see help wanted, now hiring, bonuses being paid. It's getting the sledding is getting tougher for the Democrats, because what is it that they stand for? I ask a lot of people this, but what is it the Democrats stand for? They hate Donald Trump, but after that, what is there?
Yeah, and they're rooting against these tax cuts who have brought jobs to their states, who have made people's lives better. I mean, this is a good thing for our country. Our country is on a turnaround. Lowest unemployment in the Hispanic community, in the African-American community. These are great things for our country. You have 600,000 people who had lost hope who have re-entered the job force because they feel this economic optimism and they feel this opportunity that is available for them. These are great things. Democrats are sitting on the sidelines because they're so angry about the results of this election, and they have made this determination that they will oppose Trump on everything. That is not good for the American people. And so the best way to get them to change their playbook is for them to feel defeat in November. And I think voters are wise to this. They recognize their fear-mongering tactics. They recognize that they're doubling down on division, and they want to see better, and they want to see this comeback continue, and that's going to happen by returning Republicans to Washington. It's the only way it
right.
can.
I think you're right, because as you look to people in places like Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, the states that sent Donald Trump to the White House in the first place, these are places that think the economy is doing great. They also embrace border security. They like the fact that judges are being appointed in a fashion that they like. And so I would say today, and I've said this to you before, but I truly believe if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win by a wider margin than he did originally. I'll give you the last word, Ronna.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so proud of the president, what he's doing over in Europe right now. You look at what he just did at NATO. He said, listen, the United States has been paying the preponderance of the funding for NATO. Everyone committed to 2% of GDP. Nobody has upheld that part of the bargain except for four countries. It's time to step up. He just walked out making NATO stronger, making our allies stronger, and he's going to go into this meeting with Putin saying, guess what? I just made NATO stronger. I've strengthened our defenses. I'm strengthening our military in the United States, and he has restored our position as a global leader and a powerhouse. That is what this country needed, and that is because of Donald Trump. And the mainstream media won't report those things here, and it's unfortunate.
Ronna McDaniel, very well done. RNC chair Ronna McDaniel, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.